Happy Friday, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Big Foodies, presented by Berkey Orthodontist. I am BB Shea. Biggie here. Matt here. We've got coming at you from the Marco's Biggie's Kitchen Studio. Thanks to Marco's and Berkey and Berry Patch and all of our sponsors for all of your support.
All of them.
So last week we did a big hot dog episode, and now figured this week we'd wash it all down with some amazing Gatorade. Everybody, America's favorite sports drink.
Raid.
The first sports drink, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Made for the Florida Gators.
Truly, right? And that's what it's like. I always thought that was a joke. I was like, they're like, no, that's real. It was made by the Florida Gators for the Florida Gators. I'm like, what?
That commercial that they do to talk about that, they're like, naturally, we call our stuff Gatorade.
Gatorade.
My favorite line in the whole commercial.
So we got about 8 flavors of Gatorade, classics, and some new, some weird ones thrown in here and there. I'm going to try them, talk about our favorites, and get full of electrolytes and get hydrated.
You have a go-to?
I have a go-to.
Don't say it. Is it in here?
Yes, it is.
You have a go-to?
Yes.
Is it in here?
Yes.
Same.
Okay.
Okay.
So I wonder if it's all the same.
Ooh, that's going to be interesting to find out.
Well, I think we should start with the first one, just the Gatorade. I was going to say lemon lime.
Okay. Was that the original?
That was it.
When I think Gatorade, I think Fruit Punch for some reason. See, it's not my go-to, but I think
Fruit Punch I always think of as the, like, that was a special Gatorade. When I was growing up, like, my dad drank this. So, like, when it was, we're getting Gatorade, he just chose the flavor. It was lemon lime. Except when we were golfing and I was able to pick my own flavor of Gatorade. So it'd be like, hey, go grab us a couple Gatorades. I knew he wanted lemon lime. I got to get Fruit Punch. It was like a special treat.
So lemon lime was the OG.
Yeah.
I do feel like it has changed since Gatorade first came onto the scene. When you could only buy it, you came in a can.
Yeah.
You could get the canned Gatorade. Yeah. It was nice and crisp.
Yeah. Oh, God. Canned Gatorade was the best.
Yeah, oh, man, was that good stuff. Then it came into that bottle with the twist top that you could take and like squirt like you're playing sports or something. Yeah. You do. I would do it when playing video games. Like I was really doing something.
It tasted different coming out of that.
And I think original OG lemon lime tasted different. I think this has evolved.
I'm with you. I don't think it's the same. It has that, I mean, it's good. It tastes like Gatorade. To me, it still has that a little bit of that original. I'm sure they've tweaked it through the years. Probably added more sugar.
Yeah, more electrolytes.
More electrolytes, excuse me.
Whatever that is. It's the smell just takes me back, man. Just makes me think of the ball field, pretty much.
I usually go for the lemon lime when I'm super hungover. Or about a stomach bug.
Okay.
To replenish the electrolytes, I usually go with the lemon lime because I know it's like the chillest. And something about that taste and smell
just makes me feel better.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. I start feeling better when I get the lemon lime.
It's like a placebo. It just is.
Yeah.
So when we pick the one that's our go-to, we'll say it, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
So that was not anybody's go-to.
No.
Interesting.
Not the lemon lime.
All right. Pick the next flavor.
So when I think of Gatorade, I think of this, the Fruit Punch. Which is not my go-to, but I for some reason...
Not your go-to. It's not his go-to.
Not my go-to. Not this one.
I'm excited. Vegas odds are changing
the idea of picking our go-to made me really excited, so I'm going to be saying that a lot.
That's a good idea. Picking my go-to.
Yeah, Fruit Punch. I love it. The smell, the flavor, all, you know. And then you get that little red ring around your mouth, and you run around.
Oh, yeah.
And think you're crazy.
Like I said, this was like the special Gatorade to me. This was like, oh, man, this is a big deal.
There's something about the Fruit Punch Gatorade that makes me think of it more as a casual drink than an I'm playing sports and need to be hydrated drink.
Yes, but I'm going to tell you this. This, to this day, because I think it was the first Fruit Punch drink I was allowed to have, because for whatever reason it was like, we didn't have like Kool-Aid. We weren't really allowed Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. But we were allowed Hawaiian Punch only at like my grandparents' house. But still, this to me, to this day, when I think of Fruit Punch flavors, I base every Fruit Punch flavor off of red Gatorade.
Yeah.
Because Gatorade is healthy.
And that's mainly what I think of. I think because of that, I think of it more as a juice.
Of course.
And less of a sports drink.
Yeah.
So if I'm like, you know, if I'm active and sweating, I don't think, man, I could really go for a nice Fruit Punch Gatorade right now. That's not what I think of. That's not what I go to.
Oh, yeah. By the way, at this very moment, these are on sale for like 99 cents.
Hey.
So when this video comes out, they won't.
Probably won't be. They'll probably be, probably be back to 150, so sorry you missed out.
Hey, maybe Shay lied to me.
He said they were on sale.
They go to the store 10 minutes after the video drops. Yeah. This guy lied
this
to me.
This guy's crazy.
So yeah, I'm just saying. Be on the lookout, which that for 99 cents is a great deal.
Yeah. A great deal.
All right, next flavor.
Matt, you want to go?
I'll
Matt,
pick you one.
The Cool Blue.
Cool Blue.
Cool Blue.
Cool Blue.
Anyone?
Nobody's
favorite.
Nobody's favorite.
One more
nobody's
off the board.
Favorite.
I'm getting better.
Yes. Five more.
Let me tell you a little bit about my history with Cool Blue, all right? Cool Blue was my go-to flavor when I was in high school.
Okay.
It was
means
the
he's
one
got a new flavor.
It's a newer flavor.
It's
a new
three
flavor.
Big foodies, five flavors left.
Because my taste buds have appreciated since then. This was the we've got to stop and get Dad's got to stop and get gas and a pack of cigs because I'm running into the station. Do you want something? And I said, yeah. Get me the Cool Blue Gatorade with the twist on top that you squirt with. This tastes way different coming out of that bottle than it does any other bottle.
Yeah.
If I'd have told my dad to get that, he'd be like, nah, I'm not going to get that for you. You can pick something else.
I got the Cool Blue twist-off bottle.
I'm getting you that shit.
And I got the
pick something else.
And I got the beef jerky.
Beef
jerky. Oh, there you go. What a combo.
Oh,
there
you go. It did not sit well. I was like, 14.
We're on a road trip.
I can handle things like that.
He's gonna have to pee in 5 minutes. When we get
I'd like to have a Cool Blue Gatorade and a beef jerky because I want to see my poop change color.
Quickly. It's quickly.
Not a big fan. I don't like that.
Really?
No.
I'm fine with it. I'm gonna say this. There's not a Gatorade I don't enjoy.
Yes, there is. You ever had the cucumber one?
Oh, I've done. Well, no,
that,
okay,
get
let me
that
see.
Garbage.
I haven't even tried that.
Gatorade, what are you doing?
I almost bought that one last night, but I was like, let me stick to some.
Don't. It is garbage.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. You're right. Gatorade did taste different coming out of that squeeze top when you really felt like you were doing something.
Yeah.
Walk five I'm feet. An athlete.
Yeah, exactly. You're getting blue all over your
face. Yeah.
You pissed your mouth, you idiot.
I don't mind it. It's not my go-to, so.
It used to be for me. It's got that tang. You feel that tang on the back end of it? It's something about that I really enjoy.
I'll pick. I'm going to shy away from these blues since we just did a blue.
Okay.
I'm going to go with one of the newer ones. Mm-hmm. This is Gatorade Frost.
And?
Glacier Cherry. Is this anyone's favorite?
No, not me.
No?
No.
This is not my favorite.
Oh, this is no one's favorite. We're down to the final four.
Three big foodies, four flavors left.
I'm going to tell you this. It is my second favorite.
That means that there's good chances that at least two of us have the same favorite. There's really good odds here. There's really good odds.
I will say this. I do enjoy this. Mm. It is probably... It is a newer flavor, but it has grown into probably my second favorite. If I can't get my hands on my favorite, I will grab this. If it's there.
I would say if you can't get your hands on one of these three, but the cherry's available, that's odd. Because
they must
feel
be
like these four are much more readily available
there,
than that cherry.
If that happens, then they're on sale for 99 cents.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. just love it. You don't like it?
No.
I think it's kind of it must be an acquired taste. I know other people that don't like it. I love it.
So, inside look here, we're not drinking these ice cold.
They are warm.
These are warm. They're not hot. They're room temp.
Yeah.
And I think I've had the Glacier Cherry before. I think ice cold, I'm okay.
I'll tell you this. It has become one where if I do have a hangover, I will have one of those on standby. Something about it on like a Sunday morning when you're hungover, that is like cold. You're right. Cold makes a difference. And you're drinking it cold, you're just like, oh. Take me back to bed.
I'm not a huge fan of most cherry-flavored things.
Okay, see, I am. That's probably partially why, too. I love cherry-flavored stuff.
This is one of my favorite cherry-flavored items. Most cherry stuff, to me, sometimes gives off that hint of coldness.
Now, yes, I love cherry-flavored. This is too close to cherry. I love the more artificially-flavored cherry stuff.
Okay. I like your clarification
real, you know
on that. Yeah.
Like a cherry blow pop, like that cherry. I like that cherry. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
I know exactly. You know what I'm saying? That flavor, you're right, does stick out.
But this is a little too close to the one with the stem, and I'm not about that.
Okay.
I'm almost having to pick the pit out
exactly.
of this.
Actually, you know what is shocking when you are a kid and you do love cherry flavored things like blow pops, candy, cherry flavored candy,
Airheads,
yeah, and you're just like, oh, this is great. And then you have a real cherry, you're like, these are disgusting.
Exactly. It's like water. It's like watermelon. Watermelon is great. Yes. Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, but say I can like say I like this. Watermelon's the same way. You have watermelon flavored stuff. You're like, this is delicious. You take a bite of real watermelon. You're like, what is this?
It's actual water?
Where's the sugar?
This healthy crap.
Get this away from me.
These seeds?
All right, so we're halfway in. Let's show some love real quick before we get to these final four and let the anticipation build for whose favorite is whose.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Berry Patch. The Berry Patch down in Ellerby off of 220. The spot on the way to the beach to celebrate. Hey, we're on vacation. Coming home from the beach to say, hey, we had a good vacation.
Let's enjoy one last thing before we're home.
Ice cream. Milkshakes. Yep. Floats. Banana splits, fresh produce, all local fare, all delicious stuff, all locally owned by the Berry family themselves. Check them out, the world's largest strawberry on your way back from 220.
That's how you see it. You see the strawberry.
You don't miss it.
It's hard to miss. Worldslargeststrawberry.com for more info on the Berry Patch.
All right, boys, home stretch
is mounting.
Who wants to... BB, have you picked?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
are you
all
up?
Picked.
Yeah, we've
Who
all
wants
picked.
To pick next? You know, let's do this. Let's do this. You close your eyes. I'll shuffle them up.
Okay.
And you just grab one so that you're not tempted.
Ooh, it's a game. It's a game. Ooh, I'm excited.
This is getting awesome.
I'm excited.
Okay, you got your eyes closed?
No.
Okay, pick one. All right.
You did it.
You got one.
I'm going to be honest with you. Grape is my least favorite flavor of all time.
I'm going to be honest with you as well. I don't even want to try that one.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I'll be straight up disappointed when you said that was one of the flavors you got. That's why I wanted that one out there. I figured these three might have a
Y'all don't like grape either?
Not
no,
a big
I hate.
That's
I hate,
awesome.
We I have, hate grape
I
stuff.
Hate grape too.
You know what? Just sit it over there.
I'm not even going to try it.
All right. Screw grape. It was only 99 cents.
It was only 99 cents.
Man, I feel really a kindred spirit with y'all. Yeah, I hate grape flavored things. This is the most wasted flavor to me.
I'm going to throw that in oncoming traffic later.
All right. So let's do this.
Right your bus.
We've each got one more.
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to pick?
I'm like more.
Well, how about we just how about this? You just did it. How about we just open the one in front of you?
Okay.
So I will go. I'll do it first. I'll pick this one.
Cool.
Okay.
I'll open the one in front of me. What is this? Clearly not my favorite because I don't know. This Glacier Freeze.
That's Glacier one of the new.
That's my one.
That's your one.
That's your one.
That's my one.
We got one. It's not my one.
That's my one. That's my favorite. Glacier Freeze.
I've had
now it.
It's good.
Down to well, we have the same one.
Ooh.
Yeah, I really feel like it's going to be because I think this one just came out. Big Glacier Freeze guy. Mm.
I will give you that. Glacier Freeze was the home for the summer.
Yeah.
Video games, you know, pizza rolls in the oven.
Yeah.
Or in the microwave.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets in the microwave. I'm having a Glacier Freeze.
I'm a little bit older than you guys, so I was kind of past that. It was good. It just wasn't like my go-to Gatorade. Much better cold again.
Yeah,
Glacier
yeah.
Freeze needs to be as cold as a glacier to really appreciate it.
This recently became my favorite. It was Fruit Punch for the longest time, but like I drank this once when I was sick,
mm-hmm.
and I killed it, and I just kept drinking it. I love this flavor for some reason.
Well, we are athletes.
Yeah, exactly. Finely tuned. I'll tell you about this, too. I had a roommate for a while who was an athletic trainer. And he would bring home the big Gatorade buckets, and he would have like the containers of just the Gatorade powder.
Oh yeah,
that you mix in, and this was the number one powder that he would bring home. So we would make like just a big tub of it, and just we would all have some.
Yeah.
So I really like it, but I think I got worn out on the Glacier.
I got you.
Again enough. With Gatorade, to me, except for grape, which is a stupid waste of flavor, Gatorade, you can't really go wrong.
Yeah.
So. All right, so there we go. You had Glacier Freeze for BB. That was his.
Yes.
All right, so here we go.
I got Citrus Cooler. So this is... I've never had this flavor.
Is this your favorite?
That is my favorite. That is my favorite.
Is it really?
That is also my favorite.
Oh, my God! Oh, yay!
Citrus Cooler!
And I'll tell you why. It was the...
Save it for last.
That. Because I'll tell you, it's funny, BB, you mentioned that must be new. No.
It's not.
That flavor was one of the first Mm-hmm. Flavors I remember not being orange, red, or lemon lime.
Okay, yep. Okay.
And that is why when I tasted it as a kid, I was like, holy sh! This stuff yes. is delicious.
Now let me tell you about the citrus cooler. The citrus cooler is, you know that lemon lime, how we talked about it's a variant of that original? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the variation that drifted away from that OG, put into its own flavor.
Okay.
Yes. So
okay.
We'll I'm telling you, it to me, when I was a kid, I could not get enough of that.
We'll get to the orange.
Sorry,
I'm gonna
orange.
I'm going to be honest with you. I almost did not get this one.
Oh, that oh,
I almost been, texted you when you were shopping and said, make sure you get citrus.
I'm a keeper. I almost did not get this one.
Whoa. So. Good thing you did.
Yeah. It was between that and the cucumber one. Honestly, yes.
Oh, my God.
This went away for a little while.
It did,
and then came back. And I'll tell you when it came back, you're not going to like why it came back.
Probably because people like us complained. Let's give orange its due. Orange Gatorade.
Yeah. Great flavor. I had one yesterday. Yeah.
Orange, to me, is one of the more versatile Gatorades.
Yeah.
I'm good to have it if I'm playing something. I'm good to have it lounging. I'm good to have it if I've been sweating. Yeah. Good with dinner.
If somebody hands it to me, I'm not going to be like, oh, it's just, okay, it's orange Gatorade. There's no...
I tend to gravitate toward the orange when I'm just overwhelmed with all the flavors.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to take the time to read, all right, this Glacier Freeze cherry, all these lightning grape.
Yes.
I tend to then just go the orange route, you know?
Orange.
It's orange.
It's orange.
That's it. Not orange juice, just orange.
It's orange. Straight orange. All right. Let's give Citrus Cooler the love and attention it deserves.
That's so crazy.
So they brought this thing back, Barrett. It was gone for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put a little extra this. It was gone for a while. And then they brought it back when they were doing the athletes on the bottles.
Yeah.
And do you know whose favorite flavor this was?
Tiger Woods.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, gotcha.
It's there MJ's Gatorade.
Really?
So. It is, to me, again, it is the best Gatorade. Hands down, without a doubt.
You never had it?
No.
Take on it.
Oh, he's going to hate
it. He's not going to like it.
He's going to hate it. This is the best.
Sour.
No.
It's a little tart, sour taste. It's not.
Which is what that original Gatorade had in the can.
Yeah.
It had that bite. That ooh.
Yeah.
That tang.
This actually reminds me of, like,
a tang.
Man, this brings back, like, memories where I'm, like, really just down in citrus cooler. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I was so... I mean, it was like a thing because it was just like, it was so different when you had grown up with lemon, lime, orange, you know, fruit punch. That was it. And then suddenly this showed up. And I remember my friends and I were like, have you seen the new Gatorade? There's new Gatorade. And it was like, I mean, I remember my parents were buying the big jugs for me.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. I loved it.
I'm a big citrus cooler.
Although I'll tell you this, I find that harder to find than the newer flavors.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
like it's not in every gas station.
No, it's not.
It's not my favorite. I don't hate it though. It's yeah.
When it first came back, it was a little more readily available, and I think it's starting to disappear.
I hate it because I still that taste brings back so many childhood memories. And man, I just remember being so excited when it was a new flavor of Gatorade. Because back then I was actually playing like. You'd play basketball with your friends in the driveway and be like, Gatorade break.
I'm going to keep it real. If you would have had me guess which flavor that you guys liked, that would have been the last one I picked.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Really? Yeah.
Now, I just think it was funny when you said, this must be a new flavor. Yeah. I was like, oh, no. Hey, that is not a new flavor. That is the old school disappearing flavor.
Mm. Mm. No, that is the best flavor.
Let me tell you, what a fantastic episode.
This has been one of my favorites.
I don't know about you, but I'm bloated and hydrated at the same time.
So. All these electrolytes in my system.
let's go. Any standouts for you? Any disappointments for you?
No, because to me, Gatorade is Gatorade. I will always like Gatorade. Grape. I don't want anything grape.
No, give me
yeah.
Get the grape out of here.
And you know what's funny? You can tell Gatorade doesn't even want to do grape because their grape is blue.
Yeah.
It ain't even purple.
No. I could see somebody... I would pick that up without looking at it, just assuming it was like blue raspberry or something, and then see grape and be like, grape?
Grape.
Why is it blue?
Ugh.
So that's a disappointment.
Oh, jeez. Well, there we go.
Yeah, that's it for us. The Gatorade. Big Foodies Gatorade episode.
Tell us your favorite Gatorade. Yeah. in the comments. Fight amongst yourselves. We want to hear about it.
Yeah, see if you want to be friends with the Citrus Cooler twins. Apparently, I'm not cool anymore. So
that's right.
All right, Citrus then. Cooler. That's right. Well, that's it for us. Thank you to Berkey Orthodontics. Thank you to Marcos for being the Biggie's Kitchen sponsor.
Thank you, Barry Patch.
Check us out on... Thank you, Barry Patch, as well. Thank you. Check us out on social media, Facebook, Instagram. Check us out on YouTube. Comment on our videos. Leave us a review. Anywhere you get your podcast, check us out there as well. That's it for us. We'll talk to you guys next week.